Live from CPR News in KRCC, I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Seven Colorado colleges just got a new designation to help make sure students land jobs after graduation. CPR's Jenny Brindine.
It's the first year the state is giving out the designation, called a career-connected campus. It means the college has a high standard for how campuses prepare students for jobs that relate to their degrees. The campuses focus on giving students work-based learning experiences and skills to enter high-demand, high-wage jobs. The first colleges to receive the designation are Colorado College, Colorado School of Mines, CSU Global, Pueblo Community College, Regis University, University of Colorado Denver, and the University of Denver. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
Scientists have a big news in the fight to save an endangered animal, babies from a clone. CPR's Ishan Thakur reports.
A black-footed ferret clone gave birth to two healthy babies, called kits, federal officials say. This is the first time that a clone of an endangered species has given birth in a conservation program. There are only around 600 ferrets left in the wild or in captivity. That includes Colorado, which has the biggest captive population. Ben Novak is with Revive and Restore, a conservation group who worked on the cloning. He said scientists hope to one day genetically modify ferrets to become more resilient to diseases like the plague.
There is a working vaccine, so we have a project that turned that into an actual gene to create self-vaccinating ferrets.
The mama ferret clone, Antonia, was made with frozen cells from a ferret who died in 1988. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.